from Detroit, Michigan, that was the Ukrainian Banduris Capella, with many members scattered across the continent and across the border. And that tune was Christos Voskras, one of their very many. They have several recordings out. You can get that one, as well as many others at their website, which is bandura.org. Христос Воскрес, воістину Воскрес. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. При мікрофоні Павіна Макворі, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there, and welcome to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio. A very happy Easter, Christos Voskras, to everyone celebrating on the Julian calendar. This is Easter weekend, 5 weeks later than the other folks on the Gregorian calendar. At any rate, it is a very important Ukrainian holiday, so we're going to be dedicating much of our program this weekend to Easter. We've got our usual food flair segment with Sylvia Molnar. She's got a delicious salad recipe to share. Keith Perron will be along with news from Ukraine, and Steve Andrusiak with Urushnichok will have a few words to say, and we'll be sharing some tunes from them as well. And our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And we're going to carry on with our Easter theme. Coming up next, the Holy Trinity Ukrainian Orthodox Cathedral Choir from Winnipeg. This is from a CD called Slava, which means glory, and it is a collection of Christmas and Easter hymns. And this is one that just always goes, for me, always goes hand in hand with the traditional Christos Voskres that's always sung at church. This one is Voistino Voskres. Indeed, he is risen.
For the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can give a destitute family in Ukraine food, hope, and a better life. Please open your heart and share your good fortune. Sponsor a Ukrainian child today. Details at www.heart.ca. That's HART.ca.
You can now hear programs from PCJ Radio while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. It's free and just takes a few seconds. For more information, go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on the Stitcher logo on the right menu. PCJ Radio on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio.
Яко стає твого скотлиця огня, так до безмирні сиониця, любящий Бога, за безбоющийся красне знамення, і веселі і новорожі.
На воскреснем Бог.
Радуйся, о пречесний, і животворящий, кресте Господні. Силою розпочинений,
And from Lviv, Ukraine, that was the Heavenly Host Ensemble with the title track from their CD, Let God Arise. And this is a CD with quite a nice Canadian connection. It was financed by Olga Dubka of Winnipeg, Manitoba, and it was donated to Nash Holos by Sister Ruth Aney. So many thanks to these wonderful ladies for helping these young people in Lviv carry on with their tradition of preserving Ukrainian liturgical music. Another person, another Canadian who is preserving Ukrainian liturgical music is Andrew Witter with .com Recordings, and he has recently sent us a wonderful collection of Ukrainian Easter music. It is this next tune is by the Kiev Chamber Choir from a CD called Easter in Ukraine, and here they are now with one of very many different recordings by the same name, Christos Voskres, Christ is Risen. Now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. Ukrainian salads are usually very different from the standard lettuce-based fare most North Americans are accustomed to. This one certainly fills the bill. Beets and mushrooms may seem like an unlikely combination, but they make a delicious duo in a salad. This traditional Ukrainian salad has delightfully surprised many a dinner guest in my house over the years. It is also a visual delight, with the jewel tones of the cube beets glistening in a glass or crystal bowl, or served on individual plates nestled on a bed of lettuce or kale. It's meatless and dairy-free, so it's perfect for traditional Lenten meals as well as for vegetarians any time of the year. To make beet and mushroom salad, you will need 1/2 cup olive oil, 1 small onion, finely chopped, 4 cups cooked beets, julienne, 1 cup sliced cooked or fresh mushrooms, 3 cloves, crushed garlic, 1 tablespoon sugar, 2 tablespoons vinegar, salt, and freshly ground pepper. Gently fry the onion in oil until transparent. Careful not to scorch them. If you haven't cooked the mushrooms yet, you can add them to the onions and cook through. Add beets and other ingredients to onions and stir gently. Chill overnight. Serve cold. This will serve 8. You can find this easy and elegant recipe on the Nosh Holos blog, and of course, in our cookbook. So try it. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nosh Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Thank you.
that was the Episcopal Choir from the Holy Protectress Cathedral Ukrainian Orthodox Church in Ivano-Frankivsk, Ukraine. And this recording was a joint project of the Descent of the Holy Spirit Pro-Cathedral Ukrainian Orthodox Church in Regina, Canada. So another Canadian connection for you there. And this CD is called Ukrainian Sacred Music, Christ is Risen, He is Risen Indeed. And coming up next is one more song from this CD. It is called Easter Bells. Listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada for PCJ Radio.
Thank you.
And another rendition of that traditional Ukrainian Easter hymn, Christos Voskres, that was by the Kiev Chamber Choir, and it is from a recording called Ukrainian Easter, one of two that recently arrived on the Easter theme from .com Recordings in Toronto. And just like to mention that Andrew Wietor is on a mission to preserve the Ukrainian liturgical music tradition, and it is unfortunately on the decline in Ukraine, so he's working very hard to make as many recordings as he can while this music is still on the scene in Ukraine. You can get one of, or more of the many that are on his website. He's got at least a half a dozen now, and there are more coming. You can find his website just by Googling .com recordings, and it'll take you right there. Here is another Christos Voskres by the Kiev Chamber Choir from the CD Ukrainian Easter. And I couldn't resist sharing a little bit more from .com recordings. That was the Kyiv Chamber Choir with a version of Alleluia, composed by Amadeus Mozart, and that was Exultate Jubilate. And this is from a CD recording called Alleluia, and it has several choirs, the Kyiv Chamber Choir, Boyan Men's Choir, Kyiv Chamber Orchestra, and these are all recordings of some version of Alleluia by a number of different composers, Ukrainian composers like Verbitsky and Koshets, Berezovsky, Doletsky, all Vedel, all those different names, as well as a few others that were from the Western music tradition. And this one, of course, Amadeus Mozart and Exulte Jubilate. Coming up next, one more Western composer, an Italian this time. His name is Vivaldi. And this is, once again, the Kyiv Chamber Choir with the Alleluia from Motet in C minor in Furore.
Ukrainian News Outlook.
Coming up, the European Court of Human Rights says the detention of Yulia Tymoshenko is unlawful. 27 years after Chernobyl, and Ukraine on a list of worst for protecting intellectual property. I'm Keith Parron. The European Court of Human Rights has ruled the detention of the former Prime Minister, Yulia Tymoshenko, was unlawful and that her right to a legal review was violated. For more details, here's Susan Henning.
Twice the Prime Minister of Ukraine, Yulia Tymoshenko, now resides in a Ukrainian jail. The European Court of Human Rights has ruled that her pre-trial detention in 2011 was arbitrary and unlawful.
Declares unanimously the complaint under Article...
Supporters say her trial was politically motivated.
First time, not the political institution, but the highest European legal institution in a legal way said that the prosecution of Mrs. Tymoshenko in Ukraine had nothing to do with the law, had nothing to do with the democratic standards.
The ruling is likely to affect relationships between the EU and Ukraine.
I know how demotivating it is when you...
Well, the EU have been explicit that they want to see an end to selective justice. These calls, combined with this verdict, would indicate, in my opinion, it would seem far less likely now that this association agreement would be signed than maybe 1 or 2 weeks ago.
Tymoshenko was jailed for 7 years for abuse of office over a gas deal. European judges will look at a later date of whether her sentence should be overturned.
That was Susan Henning reporting. 27 years ago, Chernobyl was major international headlines as a nuclear catastrophe took place, the worst in the 20th century.
The town surrounding the nuclear power plant was the home of some 120,000 inhabitants. Many of them have suffered from radiation illnesses, and many have died. We have this story from Alexandra Molokolov.
The Chernobyl nuclear explosion was the biggest nuclear catastrophe of the 20th century. This ghost town around the nuclear facility was once home to some 120,000 people. Most of them suffered from radiation-caused illnesses. Many died. Radiation level here jumps from 20 millirentgens, which is considered normal, to about 600 millirentgens next to the plant. Nuclear explosion had left a 30-kilometer zone around Chernobyl nuclear power plant uninhabitable. This still remains a hazardous place as radiation level jumps. 27 years after the tragedy, a special steel arc has been designed to block this radiation spreading for the next 100 years. Sponsored by 28 countries, this sarcophagus is the biggest project to date. Engineer crews from France, Italy and Ukraine are working together at the 29,000 tons giant hangar-like casing that will cover destroyed nuclear reactor number 4.
We are ready to prove ourselves and the world that we are able to fight consequences of tragedy in order to ensure people's safety. The arc behind me proved this.
Officials say the work is currently humming and half of the arc will be completed this spring. After the identical second half is made up, the two halves will be bolted together.
Our deadline is 2015. The total cost of this project is $1.2 billion. Up to date, we have spent about 60% of the sum.
Some physicists, however, have criticized the idea, saying that previous project of containment was designed to take apart the reactor in an orderly manner. They say the new confinement arc will barely prevent the radioactive dust spreading. The nuclear safety is unlikely to be ensured.
This is not the solution. This is only a solution for the coming decades. The final solution is that everything inside needs to be removed. Now, for that, we don't have the techniques yet, and we certainly don't have the money yet, and we don't know how to do it. Chernobyl is not finished. Chernobyl will continue for decades to come.
Many experts say the construction is being held solely for process rather than for danger prevention. They suggest officials and engineers to focus on the never-ending chemical process inside reactor. However, officials say the shelter is equipped with technology for monitoring both seismic activity and radiation levels, pointing to the country's promotion of nuclear power safe use. Alexandra Molotkova, Chernobyl.
U.S. authorities have named Ukraine as the country with the worst record on protecting intellectual property. A report from the U.S. Trade Representative says Kiev has failed to fight internet piracy and the use of illegal software. Such software was even being used by government agencies, including the Ministry of Defense, Culture, and Education. U.S. authorities have warned Ukraine that it could lose trade benefits if it fails to act in the near future. And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Ukraine News Outlook. I'm Keith Parron.
You're listening to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Такий смутний ку-ку, та гей! srdeti, bojo stoči, buja biti, kut, kuriku, kut, kutak. Ja ne smutni, lam srdeti, bojo stoči, buja biti, kut, kuriku, kut, kutak.
Hi, this is Stefan Andrusiak from Rushnechok, and you're listening to Nash Holos with host Paulette McQuarrie. You know, there's a story behind every one of the 63 Rushnechok songs we recorded on our five albums. Zruzumit ne mozhu dosi is no different. It means, I just can't understand. And it's about a student in pre-World War Lviv, where the song's co-author, Bohdan Vasilovsky, lived at the time. He says, I just can't understand why I feel this way about this girl who's at my school. Is it because we both have inquiring minds, or because we attend the same faculty? Or is it that we sang this lovely duet at a recent concert and everybody applauded? With the last of my spare change, I think I'll invite her to the cinema. The song speaks of innocence and new, uncertain love, and about the love of being a student. Back in the day, they would call students not quite ready to go out into the working world, vovichni studente. Oh, you're an eternal student, they would joke. Well, today being a lifelong learner is a compliment. Andriy takes the lead on this song, and when he, Ohan, Yurko, and I were practicing in the studio, recording engineer John Curl suggested we bring a big sound to this waltz. The kind that takes you and your partner around the dance floor in sweeping arcs. This May, the Ukrainian Students' Union, SUSK for short, will hold its 55th Congress. The one I attended in Vancouver at UBC was probably the 10th, it was so long ago. But it and my trip across Canada by train to be there were coming-of-age experiences for me. So I salute you, students, to all undergrads, graduates, and lifelong learners. Here we are with Rushnechok Volume 5, Zrozumit ne mozhu dosi. It's a big waltz, so follow your big dreams.
Zrozumit ne mozhu dosi, в чому справа, в чому суть, що студентку русокосу всі чомусь моєю звуть. Чи тому, що дні навчання подружили нас давно, що на гроші, на останні запрошу її в кіно? Чи тому, що ми відверті, що один в нас факультет, що на свято у концерті проспіває модует? Так і досі ще не можу зрозуміти отих розмов, мабуть, справді
дуже схожа наша дружба на любов. Чи тому, що не відверті, що один в нас факультет, що на свято у концерті проспіваємо дует. Так і досі ще не можу зрозуміти от тих розмов. Мабуть, справді дуже схожа наша дружба на любов. Що один в нас факультет, що на свято у концерті проспіваємо дует. Так і досі ще не можу зрозуміти отих розмов. Мабуть, справді дуже схожа наша дружба на любов. І тому, що ми відверті, що один в нас факультет, що на свято у концерті проспіваємо дует. Так і досі ще не можу зрозуміти отих розмов. Мабуть, справді дуже схожа наша дружба на любов.
And many thanks to Steve Andrusiak for that Rushnichuk story and also for the tunes. The one that you heard before he came on was Cuckoo, another one of their many collections that they recorded back in the 1970s and early 80s. And he's got a lot of stories that he's going to want to share. So hopefully we'll have him back on in the weeks and months ahead with all the other stories that Steve has up his sleeve. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, Sundays at 5 p.m. on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver, Saturdays around the world on the PCJ Radio Network, on AM, FM, and shortwave radio, and live in Nanaimo, Wednesdays at 12 noon on CHLY 101.7 FM. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.nashholos.com. На жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, і вже час додому і сказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Любов – це продукт приязні. And our proverb of the week translates as love is the product of kindness. Well, that just about wraps it up for another program. So to take us home, we've got Rushnichuk once more with a song that's very popular with their fans, especially on the prairies. It is called Komarek, the story about the mosquito's wedding. I'm Pavlina Demchuk-Macquarie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do pobachenia.